From the Heart, June 28. A Friend to the Pure in Heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart shall see God. While all shall behold Christ as a judge, the pure in heart shall behold him as a friend. For Jesus has said, Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. The pure in heart shall see Christ as a friend and elder brother. Those who are constantly looking unto Christ for his counsel, who pray in sincerity for his Holy Spirit, will be grieved if a cloud hides him from their sight. The Christian world in this age are inclined to accept the sophistries of Satan in the place of the words of God. Many have separated themselves from God by wicked works, and they love not to behold God or to retain him in their knowledge. They do not want to see God any more than did Adam when he hid himself from the approach of his heavenly Father. We are to look unto Jesus as our only hope for the taking away of our sins, for in him is no sin. He became sin for us, that we might bear our guilt, standing before the Father as guilty in our place, while we who believe in him as a personal Savior shall, because of his merits, be accounted as pure from the contaminating influence of sin. Through the imputed righteousness of Christ, we are accounted guiltless. Christ has given to every human being the evidence that he alone is able to bear human grief, sorrow, and sin. Those who claim Christ as their substitute and surety, hanging their helpless souls upon Christ, can endure as seeing him who is invisible. The benediction, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," belongs to them. When you are betrayed into sin, do not despair. Do not delay and mourn in hopeless unbelief, but take your case at once to Jesus. Christ passed over the ground where Adam failed and redeemed his disgraceful failure. He was made perfect through suffering and is able to succor all who shall be tempted and to make a way of escape that they may be able to endure temptation. He knows how to sympathize with every human being, for he has identified his interest with the interests of those he came to save. What a wonderful high priest is Jesus! We may lay our very soul burden upon him.